and so the chesam aleph at the top. He it's the tafsa kas kasa the kaspa the ksubasa. Woman that grabbed a silver goblet as partial payment of her ksuba. Katova mazoni, she wanted mazonos. So again, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether a woman who collected part of her ksuba still gets mazonos or not. And Rav Shimon holds she doesn't. And because a partial payment is just like a whole payment, and the Tanna Kamma holds that she does. She still gets mazonos. Because a partial payment is not like a whole payment. So Shaila was now, she wanted mizonos, even though she partially collected her ksuba. Asai lekamei de Rava, so he came to Rava, Amar lehu liyasmei, zilu havela mizonos. Les dechosh lo lehadr of Shimon, de Amar lo amrina, Mrs. Kesef, lechol Kesef. You have to still pay her mizonos, and no one holds like Rav Shimon, that we don't say Mrs. Kesef, lechol Kesef, meaning that even though she got her partial payment, it's like she didn't get any payment. Rashi, the tafsa kasa the kaspa, the lohoya boshir ksubasa, wasn't the full amount of her ksuba, just she only got partial payment. Okay. Sholach le rabba bere the rovel of Yosef. Mochera shaloba veizdin, tzricha shvua, o ein tzricha shvua. We said that she can sell the karka from mazonos, not in Beis Din, because you don't have to matriach her to go to Beis Din to get her mazonos. And even for her ksuba, according to the Tanna Kamma, she can also sell shaloba Beis Din. So does she have to take a shvu or not? When she comes to collect her ksuba from the Yisomim, she has to take a shvu that she didn't get paid in her life, in the husband's lifetime. Didn't pay her off the ksuba or gave her something for the ksuba. Here's a different shvu. Here we want to know if she sold the land, does she have to take a shvua that she didn't get more for the land than her ksuba's worth? That she, you know, under the table, the guy gave her a little bit extra, and it's more than her ksuba. So she has to take a shvua to the Yisomim or not. B'tiboyich loch achroza. First ask if she has to have achroza. Achroza means that you have to put it up for auction for 30 days, we'll see, and you get the best deal, and if she wants to top that, then she can buy it for a better bid. But if that's the case, then there's nothing to take a shvua about. We know for sure if it was, it went up for auction, how much the value was and how much the top bid was, so there's nothing to take a shvua that she didn't get more than her ksuba for this land. It's clear. But if she can sell it without an auction, then there's a shaila. We don't know exactly what price she got, so does she have to take a shvua that she didn't get a better price than her ksuba? I know for sure that she doesn't have to sell it with hachrosa. Therefore, I asked, does she have to take a shvu or not? Because if she would have to sell it to hachrosa, there's no shaila. Of course she doesn't have to take a shvu. There's nothing to take a shvu on. Dom Rav Zeira, how do I know you don't have to sell it with an auction? Dom Rav Zeira, Om Rav Nachman, Amana Sheshoma Li Atzma, Lo Osa V'lo Klum. An Amana who took the field for herself. She didn't sell it to somebody else for mazonos. She took it for herself in lieu of mazonos. So there, it's not considered at all a sale. It's not her land. And the someone want to give her money, they can take back the field. It's not a sale. Why? Because you can't sell something that's in your hands. Right? There has to be a buyer and a seller. Here, she's a shliach of the Yisomim to sell this land to get her mazonos. She can't sell it to herself. You can't sell a land to yourself. It's not shy. It never left your hands. So therefore, it's no sale. It's no sale. Then they can give her money for the mazonos and get back the field. So Mer says, "Hich echidami." How's it talking over here? Sheshama liatzma. Ida achruz amay lo asov lo klum. If there was an auction, and she made the highest bid, and she bought the field from the Yisomim, so why not? Why couldn't she do that? Elalav de lo achrus ula atzmu hu de lo asav lo klum. Elamai, there's no auction. She just decided to take the field in lieu of her mazonos. You can't do that, right? So that's only, but she can't do it for herself. Hola acher masha asasa mashma. If she would have sold it to somebody else without an auction, right? That would be okay. The only reason that selling it without an auction to herself is not okay, because there's no such a sale. But mashma, the fact that it wasn't with an auction is not the ikar over here. The ikar is that she took it for herself. But if she sold it to somebody else without an auction, then that would have been good. And now the shaila is, since she sold it without an auction, and we don't know what price she got, does she have to take a shvua that she didn't get a better price than her ksuba, and she's keeping money that doesn't belong to her? So Mara says no. No raya from there. La'olam da'achruz. Really, there was an auction in that case. Da'amri lo man shomilach. Right? But however, we say to her, who gave you permission to buy this field? It's not yours to buy. So even with an auction, she took it for herself. It's no sale. Ki hai dahu gavra, a similar case where a person has no right to buy that field. Tafkidu gabe kisu diasmi. Right? He had a some animal feed that was a pikadon by him from Yisomim. Also shomal enafshe bi'arba me'azuzay. So he went and he decided that he's going to buy this or take this as his loan. Right? He loaned the Yisomim money. They gave him this as a guarantee, and he decided he's going to take it to pay his loan. And he, what's it called, went and appraised that it was worth 400 zoos, and he took it as 400 zoos for payment of the loan. Iyakir kom b'shishmeya. It got worth 600. So now, if the sale was a sale, it became more when it was his. But if it wasn't considered a sale, then it's what's it called, extra money. It belongs to the Yisomim. Who gave you permission to buy this thing? So it's no sale. It's no sale. It still belongs to the Yisomim. And it got worth more. Their rishos, not only do you have to give them the extra 200, you have to give them back the whole thing. And they'll have to pay you the debt. The hilchos tzricha shvua, the halach is she has to take a shvua. The ainah tzricha hachroza. The male, there's no hachroza. There's no hachroza. You don't have to buy it with a auction. But since then, we don't know how much she took it for, right? How much she got, she paid for it. So then she has to take a shvua that she didn't take more than her ksuba. Rashi. Does she have to take a shvua that she didn't get more for the field than her ksuba's worth? She shoma liatzma, locha soda hayisomim liatzma, v'shumas ksubasa. She took the Yisomim's field. She didn't sell it to somebody else and take the money for the ksuba. She took the field as payment for her ksuba. Lo aso v'lo klum. V'imratzu ha-Yisomim la'agvosa mos la'achrasman chozim enot nosa. So the sale's no sale. It's not her field. And if the Yisomim want to, they can give her money and take the field back. Man shomlach mimiki balta mechirazu. Who'd you buy this from? You can't buy something from yourself. Lomi Beisdin v'lomi Yisomim. Lefichach lo yotza karkim reshus ha-Yisomim. Never went out of the reshus ha-Yisomim. She was a shliach of the Yisomim. She can't buy it for herself. It's not shy. It's like taking something and putting it from one hand to the other hand. She didn't go out of the reshus of the mocher to become the lokeach. Aval hecha desham eslachrini. But if she sold to somebody else, nofak mirshus ha-Yorshim, then it goes out of the reshus of the Yorshim and goes into the reshus of the other person. She has permission to sell it, but you can't sell something to yourself. Kisa mispo is the animal feed. Lashon acher kisisa garsinan. Atse almogim shekorin koral. Some kind of maybe coral. I don't know if it maybe it's coral. Okay. Mishnah. Almana shehaisek subasa masayim. Almana who was married when she was a psula and her ksuba was 200. And she sold off a field worth 100, but she made a good deal. She sold it for 200. And by karka, there's no onah, so it can be. So the guy said, I want to give you 200 for the field. To me, it's worth it, right? Or she sold a field that was worth 200, but she was a shomazel. She only got 100 for it. In either case, she got a ksuba. Either because she hurt herself. You could have sold this for 200. You got new ksuba. You took a loss at it. That's your problem. but the field was worth 200. The other way around, you got 200 for the field. Her ksuba was 100. She was married when she was an almon or a grusha. So she wasn't a pesula. So her ksuba was only 100. And she sold more field than she was allowed to. She sold a field that was worth 100 plus 1. 101 zoos, not 100 zoos. She had no right to do that because her ksuba was only worth 100. So she had no right to sell more field than she had rights to a ksuba, right? What's it called? Dinar b'mana, michra batel. The whole thing is batel because since she had no right to sell this amount of land, the whole it's a mekach tos. Afilu hi omeris achzer dinar liorshim, michra batel. Even if she says I'll give back the extra dinar that I took of land to the yorshim, that doesn't help. The sale's not a sale. She sold something that she didn't own. She had no right to sell. And it's all one big sale, so therefore this whole sale is no sale. Rav Shimon Yelomer La'olam Michra Kayim Ad Sheteheisham Kedei Shetishayir Besod Bas Tisha Kabin Uvegino Bas Chatzi Kav Ukediv Rabbi Akiva Beis Rova. Right? The sale's a sale because the one zoo's extra of land is insignificant. The Yisomim, she can give back the zoo's. But if she sold a field that was more than her ksuba, and there was the amount that was more than her ksuba was tisha kavin, or a gina chatzikav, or like Rabbi Akiva beis rova, that's a chashuva field. So she sold a chashuva extra chashuva field in the same sale from the yisomim than this mecher's bottle. But she didn't sell anything chashuva extra. She just returns the extra, and the sale's a sale. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Her ksuba was 400. The Baal added to the ksuba. Umachlu lezebemana, and she sold one field worth 100. Ulezebemana, and another one with 100. Ulaachron yofemana v'diner bemana, right? And the third one she sold for a mana plus a dinner, right? So that she sold extra. She didn't have a right to sell that extra dinner. But the first two, she had a right to sell. Right? So therefore, what's it called? The last sale is bottle, shall achron bottle, the shokul and mechron kayim. All the other ones are okay. The Gemara's discuss what the chiddush is. Rashi. Shova masayim b'mon is gablik subasa. Damrinan law at exata. You could have gotten 200 for this field. It's worth 200. You took a loss of 100. You hurt yourself. Michra bottle, shall also dinar ain lo rishus limkor. The extra dinner that this field is worth, she had no right to sell. So since she didn't have a right to sell the dinner, she didn't have a right to sell any of it, because it's all one sale. So the whole mecher was one time, one bundle, and a part of the bundle she had no right to sell, so therefore the sale's no sale. La'ola mechra kayim, Rav Shimon Gamliel says no. The hitachzer is hadinner liyarshim. The mecher is kayim, and she gives back the extra dinner. What are they losing? Right, because the extra that she sold they couldn't use anyway. It was an insignificant amount, so she gives them the value of it. Ad shehei, but if what she sold, the extra was significant, it was in itself a small field, right, or a small garden. The olnoa kadei sheilu lohoisa olnoa hoyimishtayer besode bas tisha kabin. She wouldn't have sold extra. The extra would have been a small field. Oh. If the yisomim were left were test kabin. Since the yisomim were left 9 kabin, which is a small field, this could add on to it. But if they weren't left from that field 9 kabin, right? In other words, either one of two things. Either the extra she sold was 9 kabin, or the extra that was left when she sold this parcel of land, there was left 9 kabin for the yisomim. Then they said, we would have added this to that 9 kabin, made a nice field. Then it's not insignificant. But if she sold the whole field, and they didn't leave them anything, and the extra was less than 9 kabin, then it's insignificant. But if what's left over can't be added to a small field that they have. In other words, it's not contiguous to that. Or what's left over isn't itself nine kavim, so they could have that as the field. Then it's insignificant. She just pays the extra, and the sale's a sale. Uvagina baschatzikav, she's a sheer gina. In a garden, it's even less to be a garden. Chatzikav. Kedivre b'kiva, she shamanim menu makamacher, beis rova, hu sheer gina. Rabbi Akiva argues, he says, not a chatzikav, but a beis rova is a gina. Okay.